Oh, man, the hits just keep coming. So since the Federal Reserve came out the other day and said they're going to raise rates, we've seen the stock market go down. I think we're about down 1,000 points now. And we see interest rates, and you'll see here at the end of this, rates are getting closer and closer to 7%. So if you sat on the sidelines for the last couple of years because you didn't think it was a good time to buy, you might have had a little bit cheaper house last year or the year before, and you got a rate in the twos or threes. Now you're paying that much more for a house, and the interest rate just doubled. But let me give you some insight of what's going on, or what's the disconnect with a lot of this stuff. So normally when we see the stock market, such as you're seeing right here, it's down 400. What normally happens in a normal market is one investment piece of the equation will drop, and the money will transfer over to the other. So let me explain this to you. If you have, let's say you had $1 million to invest, you invest it in bonds or stocks. That's normally, I know there's crypto and real estate and all the other stuff, but how most investors do it and most hedge fund managers do it, they buy either one of those entities, okay? So what happens is if you're selling stocks, you're getting an influx of that money. What are you going to do with that money? Well, you normally put it into bonds. That's the safe haven. Well, not in today's world, okay, because the Fed has this completely screwed up. All right, so let me show you what's going on. The Fed, this is what the Fed has done so far this year. They've raised rates 3%. I know it's happened in history, but it might have happened only maybe once. So why are they doing this? I get it where inflation's way out of control, but if you take out housing and you take out energy, the rest of the segments there aren't as bad as it needs to be. And you see a lot of food and everything else. That's part of the Ukraine-Russia situation is on top of fuel. Okay, so if you correct a few areas, you can really drive down inflation. And they're clobbering the housing market in the same beat. They're clobbering everything else, all other investments. You have the stock market down this year, 20%. You have bonds. Well, we're seeing what's happening to bonds. You have cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency down 70%. You have real estate, it's still up, but how much longer is that going to continue to go? So let's get over to some news that we have today. The bond market, here's the bond yields. I know it's hard to see because I have a green screen behind me, but the yields right now in the 2 year are 4.15, the 5.39, the 10.37, and the 30.36. The reason why I'm showing you this is it's a complete inversion of the yield curve. So now we have negative GDP for 2 months. Or 2 quarters. Now we have a completely inverted yield curve. So how about the jobs numbers? Well, the other day we had some jobs numbers. Here they are. You have the initial jobless claims were higher than they were the previous month. So now the silver lining is starting to get sucked out of the equation. So now if the job market goes south, like the Federal Reserve is trying to do, what's their goal? Just to crush everything, every asset class out there? So I don't know. But I'm going to try to give you some guidance. But today, I just want to give you some news because I'm going to dissect this all weekend to come back to you guys on Monday to say, at least give you my analysis or my new forecast for 2022 and 2023. One other segment of the economy that a lot of people, you get a lot of skewed information on this. Are foreclosures really out of control? Or are they in line? Or maybe are they a little bit better than where they were? So let's go over. This was just posted. You can see it right here on your screen. So it's not delayed data. You can see the national. Hold on, folks. I'm an old folk. The national delinquency rate fell 3.6% in August to 2.79. Okay, that's not up. Let's go down through here. Now, guys, if this was up, if this was going crazy, I'd be the first one to tell you that. There are some little captions in here that really don't make much sense, but let's go down here through here, and I'm going to show you actually the numbers here in a minute. According to Black Knight's First Look report, the percentage of loans delinquencies decreased in August. Okay, I thought they were skyrocketing, guys. Okay, let's go to the next one. Black Knight said mortgage delinquencies last 30 days was 2.79 in August, down from 2.89 in July. Down. The percentage of loans in foreclosure process increased to 0.53 from 0.52. I don't know on 1/100th of a percentage up. I don't know if I'd be worried there. The number of delinquencies but not in foreclosure is down 633,000 year over year, but it's up 43,000 from the year before. Whatever. Let's go over to the numbers. Here's where we were in the past. Now, you got to remember, you put this in the context. In 2021, there was basically a foreclosure moratorium. where you really couldn't foreclose. So that should have driven down the number dramatically. So let's go to the number of properties. Here's how many people are delinquent and or in foreclosure in August of 2022. Right through here, 1.6 million. Okay, where were we in August of 2020? Double that number. Okay, double that number in August of just last year. Well, we're basically almost half that number. So the delinquency there, if you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for massive foreclosures to start getting into the system to drive down prices even more, I don't think you're going to see it. And you might see it way down the road when the unemployment rate spikes to 5, 6, 7, whatever the Federal Reserve wants to put it to at that point. And if we see maybe a 20-30% correction. But again, I still don't see in the eggshells or the tea leaves that I dissect, I don't see a crash. I see a correction on our horizon, maybe 10-15%, but I consider a crash 50%. The reason being is we've had a massive run up over the last 2 years of probably 40-50%. So if a crash isn't giving back some of that profits, it's giving back that plus more. So that's my context there. So the reason why you're really here, mortgage rates. So let's get over to where mortgage rates are. You're not going to like this equation. So here's where mortgage rates ended yesterday. Okay. So what I want to show you before we get to here is what's the MBS is doing right now. So we see that right here. This is the MBS chart and we are down 5. We were down 20 or 30 just a little bit ago. So that's starting to come back a little bit. So today, basically the market's flat so far. So my expectations of where rates are going to go, we go back to the rate sheet. These are rates published by Mortgage News daily on a daily basis. These are the top 6 products that people use. So we're seeing here that you see rates went up basically almost across the board yesterday, 0.25%, as I expected. And you can go back to my yesterday morning video, and I predicted a 25 basis point increase basically across the board. Now, with the number today, what are we going to see? Well, this could teeter. And again, when we started the morning, we were down about 30. So I expected rates to hit about 6.75. 0.25% off of 7%. That's hard to imagine. So if you're in a dilemma, you're trying to figure out, you know, what are my mortgage options? We would love to help you. My name is Dan Free. I do the mortgage, this report every day. If you want to reach out to me and my team, here it is. Here's our website. You can give us a call. You can schedule a book a meeting right there above my head. What you're going to do is you're going to pick a day and time that's convenient for you. We're going to either do it by Zoom or phone call, and we're going to answer all the questions that you have. And then if you saw that nifty thing just pop up here a second ago, that's our chat bot. If you see somebody on there and you got a question, just chat them. It'd be me, Alan, or one of my top sales guys. We'll be able to answer any and all questions that you have. And last but not least, if you're a podcaster or like to listen to podcasts, check us out on the any podcast that you use. Just search in there for Dan Frio or the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and you'll find me truly. So if you like my videos, all I ask you to do is give us the thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. God bless, guys. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see y'all on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.